You're listening to SBS News.
Easter Sunday was not supposed to be a day for the usual election campaigning, but press conferences and announcements went ahead with a gaffe by Prime Minister Scott Morrison. He appeared to laugh off the parliamentary reference during the middle of a campaign press conference on Sunday.
Finance, of course, Mr. Speaker, all of these, foreign affairs, very important portfolios. And I've been the social services minister, so I know that better than anyone. And the issue, Mr. Speaker, here we go, I'm back in Parliament, there we go.
There was no point of order for the member for Cook on mistaking political reporters for the Speaker of the House. The press conference was focused on the makeup of Scott Morrison's cabinet if the coalition wins the May election.
With Greg's retirement at this election, I said I'd make it very clear who our next health and aged care minister would be if we were successful at the next election, and that will be Minister Anne Rustin.
The naming of Anne Rustin to the health portfolio has raised some immediate questions over her past comments about Medicare. She once described spending on Medicare as unsustainable, and under questioning from reporters, she denied that Australians can expect to see cuts to services.
Though, can you rule out any cuts to Medicare as Health Minister if you're elected?
Look, our government has been absolutely clear that we are not cutting Medicare. In fact, I think our track record in terms of the increased spending across all elements of our healthcare system stand for themselves.
The Prime Minister also batted away questions on whether the coalition is undermining the Medicare system. He says there has actually been an increase in the bulk billing rate.
Our opponents talk about Medicare, but under us, Medicare has been guaranteed. And the Medicare bulk billing rate has gone from 82.2 to 88.8%. You know, here in Parramatta, it's 98%. Our government has been able to guarantee Medicare because we have been able to deliver a strong economy.
But the ALP is not convinced. The party views this appointment as evidence that the coalition wants to undermine universal access to healthcare. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says Senator Rustin's elevation is further evidence of the coalition's secret plan to dismantle Medicare.
People are already seeing escalating costs of healthcare. They're already seeing cuts to healthcare and cuts to Medicare. And the appointment of Anne Rustin sends a very bad message that this government, if it is re-elected, will make further cuts.
As healthcare returns to centre stage on the election trail, the Greens had several points to make on the system. In an interview with Channel 9, Greens leader Adam Bandt said his priorities are the climate change crisis and finding a way to add dental care to the Medicare system.
It's tackling the climate crisis by putting a stop to opening new coal and gas projects. I think we can all agree that we shouldn't be trying to put petrol on the fire while we're trying to put it out. But also tackling the cost of living, which is a big issue for people in the country and also rightly this election. And we want to do that by getting dental and mental health into Medicare.
The health system has not been the only issue making headlines. Anthony Albanese made a brief statement on Labor's border control policies at an Easter church service.
Labor's policy is to support Operation Sovereign Borders. We support offshore processing. We support resettlement in third countries. We don't support temporary protection visas. Thanks.
Scott Morrison also faced further questions over the $500,000 payout to Rochelle Miller over her allegations of abuse during a consensual affair with Alan Tudge. Mr. Morrison says he will respect the confidentiality of the process. He says no concerns have been raised with him by departmental officials.
If there were any matter that was in the assessment by the Department of Finance that involved the conduct of any minister whatsoever in the granting of that payment, then that matter would have to be raised with me by Department of Finance through the Secretary of the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet. Now, I can assure you absolutely that no such reference has been made to me. So to imply that would be false.
Meanwhile, internal Liberal Party tensions continue to fester over support of Catherine Deves, a candidate for the seat of Warringah. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne told the ABC's Insiders program that Ms. Deves has apologised for her transphobic comments.
She has made that apology clear, but importantly, in relation to the issue that she has been discussing, I think we need to look at fairness, at safety and inclusion in terms of women in sport. This is a discussion that we should be having. It's a discussion that a number of the codes have already engaged in across Australia.
Deborah Brooke, SBS News.